Blog Talk Radio.
Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host and show producer, Darlene Lewis, and tonight's topic is very interesting, and I want you to call me at 347-989-0761 if you know the best way to break up with your lover. Now, with the social media networks being the most popular way many people are communicating, lovers and bad relationships are direct messaging their breakups. Now, is this a great way to end a relationship? Should you call a person and do it over the phone? Do you feel better mailing a letter? Or do you feel like seeing the person and just tell them it's over one last time? Is that the best way to end it all? Well, what works for you? Let us know by giving us a call tonight. We're on until 7 p.m. Remember as a kid when you would write a note, it's quit. Well, now you no longer have to actually physically see the individual. There are so many ways that you can get the message out. But a lot of people think that that's not such a good way to get the message out. So I would like to give you 10 best ways to break up with someone. Now, there are multiple ways that you can do it. I'm not saying these are the best, but these are great ways. If you aren't happy in your relationship and are planning on breaking things off, know that it's going to be tough. So I'm going to give you 10 tips. Hopefully we'll make it easier for you, and especially on the person whose heart may be broken because of what you're doing. Number one, be honest. Everyone has heard the same old cliched lines before. It's not you, it's me. It's transparent and it's overdone. Nothing is worse than not knowing what the real reason was, even if it may hurt. So besides, Mark Twain, the famous writer, says, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. It's just easier. And don't get caught in a lie, because you'll just end up looking silly. Number two, do it in person. Breaking up with someone over email, on the phone, even worse, on a voicemail, or via text message may make things easier for you, but it certainly won't be easier on your ex. Try not to be selfish. Show this person the respect that he or she deserves. The right thing to do may be the hardest thing, but it's still the right thing. Do it before you stray. Do you really want to be that person who had to resort to cheating in order to let your significant other know that it's over? I thought not. If you're even thinking about straying, go ahead and address the situation you're already in before trying to find the next thing, which, by the way, won't be starting off on the right foot either. Exploring your options may feel thrilling or dangerous now, but trust me, it will never outweigh the guilt you'll feel later. Number four, listen. Even if you don't want to, do it. Even if you don't want to hear what they're saying, try. Even if you don't care, listen to this person for this small, defined time slot of your life. If you're breaking their heart, they deserve to be heard for a few final minutes with you. Who knows? You may actually learn a few things about yourself and what you need to work on to get to the next relationship. Number five, do it in the right place. Translation, in private. Your soon-to-be ex is already going to be heartbroken. Please keep this from becoming the most embarrassing moment of their lives. No bars, no restaurants, no movie theaters, no parties. Think neutral, ideally a spot with no emotional attachment or nostalgia, and ideally a daytime place where it's easy for them to hear what you have to say, react how they want to, and promptly and discreetly leave the situation. However, make sure, and I repeat this, make sure you do not break up with them in their house or your house. Make sure it's a public place. Don't delay it. When it is over, it is over. You know it, so it's only fair to let your partner know as soon as you're sure. No one likes to be strung along. Don't think you're doing anyone any favors by delaying the inevitable. And trust me, like you know when it's the best time to break up. I mean, come on now. You know, don't sit there if that person is giving you their heart and soul and you're sitting there listening to them, and just break it off. Don't do it, you know, slow. Do it quick, fast, and easy. Number seven, and I always believe in this because I don't like to burn bridges that I may cross again. Not for love, but, you know, just as a friend. Keep the peace. Please, keep the peace. Don't start a fight in hopes of lessening the guilt you may feel about breaking someone's heart. Know they'll be upset, so just stick to the end goal, which is to end things cleanly fairly and honestly. Try not to make the other person suffer any more than necessary. Number 8, give your future ex a say. As the heartbreaker, you're calling the shot, but you should respect how your ex wants to move forward. Ask them what they want, to have space, to be left alone, to consider future friendship. You owe them a say in the matter, and you should acknowledge, if not respect, their wishes. Number 9, be direct. Dancing around what you're trying to say will only open up the opportunity for debate and worse, begging and pleading or fighting or stalking, which may lead you to second-guess yourself. So be clear, thorough, and offer to answer any questions. Leave no room for guesswork, which can be painful for both parties involved. And last but not least, leave the scene. Once you've had this difficult conversation, honestly and directly, in the right place and time, with no fight, you're almost there. The aftermath is just as crucial as the actual breakup. Walk away. If you have a car, jump in your car and be out. Let them be. Be an adult if you have an accidental run-in. And by all means, you made this bed, so be prepared to be in it by yourself. And don't tease them about getting back together if you really have no intention of doing so. The most important rule in dealing with breaking up with someone is the time-honored golden rule. Leave as you would like to be left. Being dumped is a terrible thing, and if it's never happened to you, consider yourself lucky. Try to think about how you would want to be treated if the situation were reversed. You'll end up with minimal regret and the ability to look back on the breakup and feel that you've handled it in the best way you could. Now, some of you tend to flirt on Facebook. I'm going to talk about that, too. But I just want you to enjoy some music, and I'll be right back.
Love, no, we're not even trying.
can love no more. We run out of words to say. Those lyrics are so serious. Give me a call now, 347-989-0761. Call in the radio show right now, 347-989-0761. I want to talk to you a little bit about flirting on Facebook, breaking up online, and dealing with gossip. Now, you ever seen this notice? You've got one chat request. Her name is Stephanie. She's online now. 2.8 miles from you. Want to meet me? Confirm. Ignore. Facebook flirting? Ever heard of it? It's just one of the things that naturally happens when you, your friends' friends, and the whole world join something that's totally addictive. Because social networking is all about interaction and building relationships. It's just a matter of time before everyone realizes the potential of such a system for getting dates and hookups. In fact, you've probably seen it before. A wall message that reads like a pickup line could really be a pickup line, but the where-to-meet conversation happens via direct message or chat. The potential for a Facebook fling is huge if you know what you're doing. Some guys and gals took the concept further and wrote a book about it. Take a look at a book called WS4W, a book for men who want to redefine and refine their flirting strategy on Facebook and MySpace. How does flirting start on Facebook? The good thing about social networks is that you instantly know who's available, single, not in a relationship. It's complicated, divorced, blah, blah, blah. Who's friends with who and who went to what school? You have several conversation openers right there. But most guys and girls use the private message to start the conversation. But the braver ones use the wall. Now, what if you break up on Facebook? If people can hook up in social networks, they can also break up right there. While their many friends and contacts visit often to read more wall reactions and sympathetic virtual hugs. You'll be fine, girl. There are many more guys out there. More fish in the sea. Now, gossip. As one article that I read stated, breaking up on Facebook reminds me of a tabloid celebrity split. Everyone and her mom sometimes literally can read on Monday morning's news feed that you are no longer part of the talk. Or no longer part of the IAR, which stands for Inner Relationship Circuit. Now, because your relationship status on Facebook is public, your friends can speculate all they want when you suddenly change your status to single. What you probably don't know is how they also message each other to discuss your story. It goes without saying that you should never make a scene on Facebook. Even after he replaces your name or in a relationship with blah, 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 when prodded to discuss the current status of your relationship or how you break up your date, you can simply answer like any celebrity who got dumped. We agreed to remain friends and all's well. It just didn't work out, but we're both okay with our decision. I wish him well. Now, isn't that the politically correct way to respond when people ask you about your relationship? Well, at least I thought that was. But one time, I broke up with someone, and they went on Facebook to discuss what he and I were going through. That is the main reason why I put it out there that, yeah, we dated, but he just was not my type. I never mentioned who it was. But he was friends with someone that was friends with me. So one day I sat down and I went through my book of poems from my book, The Harlem Poet, which consists of all of the poems that I've written since age 16. And I recited this poem on his answering machine. And I'm going to tell it to you now. In our task to discover each other, we slowly demolish the minds with distant evils, to destroy vague visions of lust in our eyes, as reflections of memories past would obstruct and obscure all hearts anew. Such are we mere fools with too much absent-minded pride and not enough self-thought. Yeah, the road to love was long and trying, and wisdom was the center of attraction, and all too often that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is just a dream in disguise. You couldn't understand me, and I couldn't understand you. Therefore, we're through. Now, when I hit him with that, it was so real. But at the same time, it was poetic. I didn't say anything negative to him, and I didn't say anything that would make him think that he had a chance with me. Sometimes people don't understand when you tell them over and over again, you're treating me in a way that I don't like to be treated, or you're not giving me the things that I need. So sometimes you just have to let it go. Then sometimes you have that good love, that hood love, that you just cannot be without. I'll be right back.
About you and me. I know sometimes I go hard for no reason at all, put your soul through the bitterness and test the weight of your heart. But when your back's on the wall and there's a shout at your friend, you know that I'm with you until the end. Cause we got hood love. I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm longing and I'm feeling just to hold ya. Cause that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you. How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you. Cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you. Sometimes I think about leaving you, but when I think about what we've been through, yeah, get a feeling like it could be the worst. Cause I've given you my best and I don't mind if that's fine. Cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life. You got a hold of my heart and I'll never leave you tied. I gave my word to love you all the way to the end. So no matter what, I'll be right here. I'll be right here. Cause we got good love. I'll be coming, I'll be screaming like it's over. Then I'm loving and I'm feeling just to hold ya. And that's how we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
How you feel?
How you feel?
Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you.
Cause I feel love
the way that we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
Now I slipped up, but not for too long. Take your place.
If it ain't no you, then it ain't no me. And if it ain't no us, then I'd rather be for myself. Cause no one else could understand my need and feel the greatness that I need. Cause
we got hood love. I'll be cussing, I'll be screaming like it's over. Then I'm lonely and I'm feeling just to hold up.
That's me and you.
in love, when you got that hood love. Sometimes hood love, good love, bad love, just all around love don't work. Sometimes you got to break up with the person that you love. The difference between those who recover from breakups in days and those who take years to recover is their belief system. If you manage to change some of your beliefs about breakups by knowing some solid facts, then you will have no problems in breaking up with someone you love. Generally, those who recover from breakups quickly are the ones who know the truth about love, because love is the feeling you get when you meet someone who appears to be able to satisfy your psychological unmet needs. Of course, you may have never been aware of this fact before, but everything needs to happen when it happens, when you make sure your needs are met. You might fall in love with someone to feel confident or to show off, to feel worthy, to get some attention, or to compensate for certain weaknesses. But once you understand this fact, you will be able to break up with the person very easily, even if you still love him. There are many potential partners out there. Once you realize the previous fact, you can easily conclude that many potential partners out there can help you satisfy those unmet needs. So after, even if you still love the person, you will easily find someone who can replace them somewhere else after the breakup. And after the breakup, if you don't do the common mistakes, one of the main reasons that prevents people from recovering after a breakup is the wrong actions they take right after the breakup. If you broke up with someone you still love, then don't daydream about him. Stop trying to contact him and stop thinking about the possibility of you getting back together. Now that you know how to recover, it's time to know how to break up. First, you must not do the breakup right away, but instead you might start to notify the person slowly, like, for example, telling him or her that you are afraid that your relationship might not work. Later on, you can tell them that many obstacles are appearing along the way and that you are afraid they might lead to a breakup. Slowly and gradually, the person will be emotionally ready for the breakup, and at this point, you can tell him that you want to break up or tell her you want to break up. Even if you still love the person so much, you will be able to forget about him or her after the breakup, provided that you understood everything that you presented in advance of the breakup. To know thyself is not a complicated medical or psychological genius way of expressing yourself. You got to know what you want. Sometimes it's not good to fall into another relationship right after you broke up. Sometimes it's just best to be by yourself. Well, that's all I have for you this week. If you want to talk about this at a later time, you can tune in every Thursday between 6:30 and 7 on Hear No Evil on the blogtalkradio.com radio show. You can always call us at 347-989-0761 every Thursday between 6:30 and 7 p.m. You can always, always contact me at futurenetworkproductions.com. That's futurenetworkproductions.com. Until next week, take care.